This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
He didn't die for us so that we could be occasional visitors to His kingdom, like occasional visitors to Disney World. He didn't die for me on the cross so that I could visit His presence once in a while, like I go to King's Island or some other place, you know, occasionally drop in. He died that I might be a kingdom man and that you might be a kingdom man or kingdom woman, meaning what? That you're a part of the kingdom of God. You're part of something bigger than a local church. It's called the kingdom. At the end of the message this morning at the first service, I shared there's another myth that I want to talk about. And it's a powerful thing to talk about, even though it won't come up on the screen. I think there's the myth that as long as you live a good life, that's all you need to get into heaven. I don't know how many funerals I've had over the years where a family comes to me before the service and they give me their list and said, well, here's all the organizations that they belong to. We want you to read this, Randy. And here's the service record and here's his employment or her employment record. And this is where what they belong to in the community and civic and fraternal organizations. And there's a part of me that understands that. There's a part of me that relates to it, but there's part of me that inside my heart, I know that this list doesn't make any difference. You know what matters more than anything about you going to heaven or my going to heaven is what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross and my acceptance and plugging into that and saying, I accept what He did for me. That's what it means to believe in Jesus Christ. You accept everything He did as He did it for you. You want to know the truth about becoming a Christian? You say, that all that stuff I read about, all that stuff they talk about, that was for me. That's what it means to become a Christian. And someday you will come to the place in your life, hopefully, where you realize that it's not about your list. It's about what Jesus did on Calvary. It's not about the list of accomplishments or the list of organizations or your resume. It's not about any of that. It's about accepting and obeying the God who loves you more than you love yourself. That's what it's about. And so the greatest myth of all is not about money. The greatest myth of all is that somehow we can earn salvation by what we do. And you know what I tell people? If that's true, here's the problem with that theory. If somehow I can give God my list and the Lord says, you're welcome into heaven, then that means Jesus died for nothing. Do you understand that? If I somehow can do it on my own with my accomplishments and my resume, then what in the world did Jesus die for? He died that I might have forgiveness of sins. God demonstrates His love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Paul said, Christ died for the ungodly. That's the greatest demonstration of all. Of love. And He did that for you. Ungodly people like you and ungodly people like me. Today, this day, don't buy the myth that it's all up to you. Accept the reality that it's up to what Christ did on the cross. And that's all it is. Accepting what He did, obeying what He did on Calvary. Let's pray together. Father, thank You. Thank You for the word today about myths about a sensitive area in my life. About money. Money is the most sensitive area in most men's lives, but they just don't admit it. Money is the most sensitive area in women's lives. They just don't admit it. All of us don't admit it. But it is a sensitive area, and today we realize that things are temporary. It does matter what we do with what we've been given.
Well, in the moments we have left, a reminder of our website. It's called crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to any message you've missed and also to find out how you can become a part of a ministry that we call Cross Hope Radio. Thanks for listening and continue to listen next week.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.